Oh, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So as we're gathered here this morning, we're observing the Festival of All Saints. And in the midst of this celebration, we are blessed with the Word of God. We have heard a powerful proclamation. Beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. Friends, this is our true hope. At the end of the day, this is what really matters. That we are God's children, redeemed by precious and holy blood that was poured out, the blood of a Savior, Jesus Christ. And by his death and resurrection, we have a certainty, a steadfast promise from God that we are known, we are loved, that we are redeemed by grace. Yes, eternal life is ours. It is for all who believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We rejoice in this today, especially as we acknowledge the fact that there are saints who have been called home to glory. The saints who are now resting in the peace that surpasses all understanding. Rejoicing, celebrating at the victory feast of the Lamb. They have in fullness the will of God accomplished. They have been received into and have inherited the kingdom. And just as this is theirs, it is this very kingdom that we long for and await for here below. We mark this festival towards the close of the church year that we would be reminded that this day is approaching for us all. Whether it be that our Lord sees it fit to call us home through death unto life, or that we would be here as the trumpet sound blasts and the heavens are rent apart, as our Lord and Savior descends from above in glory to gather us into his arms. One way or another, his will is done. And we can take comfort in that as those who believe in him, knowing that we will not be separated from him and his love. And so we gather in the church to give thanks for this blessing. In our lives as saints here below, and for the saints who have already entered into the kingdom, we give thanks and we await. We wait for that kingdom. That's also the beauty of our texts for today. As we reflect on the lives of those who have gone before us and our lives of faith here below, we're given a glimpse. We're given a glimpse of eternity through Scripture, that we may see a little peek of the paradise that they have inherited, and that our hunger would be increased for the kingdom that awaits us. We're given that glimpse. We know that we will be risen incorruptible, that all sin will be separated from us, that we will be perfected and without blemish or infirmity. We will be made whole in every way. Not a dark thought or evil thing will be found in us. Our desires, our will, our thoughts, our hearts will be made pure and godly. Our bodies will not fatigue or grow weary. Our ears will hear perfectly, so that not a single blessed sound of eternity will escape them. And so will it be with our sight. Not a single sight of God's glory and kingdom will be hidden from our eyes. We will, with all the saints, behold everything in wonder and awe, comforted with the knowledge that there will be no pain or hunger or thirst, that all will be made right. All will be made right forever in the presence of our God. And yet, even knowing this is still just a glimpse. It's still just a glimpse. The worship and praise, the singing of the saints, the angels, the archangels, the martyrs, the prophets, the patriarchs. We're given just a sample of the words that they sing that are united in one voice. And so we know then that our lips too will be filled with God's word, with songs of praise and thanksgiving. But yet it's still just a glimpse. It's still just a small peek. Because truth be told, human reason and words cannot do justice to what God has prepared for us. And so as I was reflecting on the beauty of God's word, when I was thinking about the kingdom, the words of the Apostle Paul in his epistle to the Philippians always comes to mind, where he writes, "For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ. For that is far better." You see, brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul hungers for eternity. He knows the human condition here on earth, our struggles, our infirmities, our weakness. And he knows that the better portion lay on the other side. He hungers for eternity. His desire is to be with his Lord and Savior. And so it should be with us as well. We should hunger for the kingdom of God. We should desire it above all things. And just like the Apostle Paul, we should also recognize that there's fruitful labor here until our day comes to be there. After all, the harvest lay on this side of eternity. The work is ongoing. It's through the proclamation of the gospel into the world that the multitude is gathered and redeemed, washed in the blood of the Lamb, given eternal life with the promise of the kingdom. This is done here on earth, the word of God going to the ends of the world. The good news of salvation, the forgiveness of sins through holy blood poured out on a cross. God in the flesh dying and rising again. So it is until we are home with our Savior, we have fruitful labor here below. We are laborers in the field, that others may hear this good news of salvation and be counted among the saints here, and ultimately as saints there above. This is how saints are made. They are made by God. And this work continues on till that final day when the new heavens and earth, when they are completed and filled with people, the people of God for all eternity. We reflect on this reality. The labor here is hard. Life is hard, and death is something we all will face. But having heard the word of God and knowing that we are children of God, knowing that our salvation is secure, we can also take hope in the difficulties of this life, even in the face of death, the death of our loved ones. It's the same Apostle Paul who writes in Thessalonians, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." Encourage one another with these words. It's not a coincidence that these words tend to be found at many Christian funerals, because these words encourage us. They remind us of the hope that we have within us. It is the hope that the saints in eternity have in fullness, and the hope that awaits us here below. Knowing that one way or another, we will be with Christ. He opened the gate. He has the keys. He has opened and defeated the grave. He has overcome death. As he is risen, we too shall rise. By this, we are saved, and we can celebrate this day, knowing that our robes have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. We are children of God, adopted by grace. This is our strength here, our encouragement on this side of eternity, that we would hunger and long for the kingdom, knowing that God's good and holy will is being done in us, among us, and throughout the world. Yes, brothers and sisters, until that day, let us hunger for the kingdom. Let us long for that wedding feast of salvation. Until then, our Lord will continue to sustain us through word and sacrament here, that we would have a foretaste of the feast to come. May our Lord continue this wonderful work among us, gathering us together on this side of eternity, that we would be held secure from this side unto the next, that the kingdom would continue to increase, that the number of saints would grow, that the harvest would continue to increase and bear fruit. Until that day, when all is accomplished, may we continue to give thanks to God for all he has done, joining our voices with those in eternity, singing praises of glory to his holy name. For we are children of God, redeemed by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.